Well, before I forget, I want to thank everybody, all the media here, for putting up with me. I know sometimes I'm not the easiest guy to deal with, and but I try to be honest with you all the time I can. And also to the fans, I think the fans this year were great. You know, as you think back 11 and a half months ago when I came here, you know, I think they embraced us. My coaches, in the way that we tried to instill what we're trying to teach here, you know, we've had a long season with the, you know, we were able to have a bunch of alumni come in and a lot of the former players, and got a chance to visit with some of our team, and so those things were all good. I talked to the team yesterday. Before they got out of here, you know, there were some good things that happened throughout the course of the year, but not enough good things. We were, we didn't finish where we needed to finish. And nothing in the NFL is guaranteed. Nothing in the NFL stays the same. You know, anything that we did last year, whether it be good or bad, next year will be a different season, and you know, there'll be different players, different teams that we're playing against, different players on those teams, and so things happen so quickly. So the most important thing for us is that right now that they get away from here for a little bit, they replenish their bodies, they refresh, and then we work on when we get back. We get back together as a football team and continue to try to preach the messages like I have up here on these signs upstairs, so that we can get back to work and accomplish some of the goals that we want to get done. Questions? You're not going to be shy today, are you?
You had said on Sunday that you felt like you'd be more comfortable today giving an assessment of your overall season. In terms of your job as a coach, how do you feel you did in your first year?
Well, honestly, I never felt overwhelmed from the day I walked in. You know, I was really lucky to walk into a place like this with has such good support group. You know, the people upstairs, the ownership, Rick and Rob Brzezinski and George and Stud and all those guys. You know, they've helped me in so many different ways. And then I was fortunate to have really good people that I could lean on, like North Turner, and who's been through this for quite a bit of times. Are there some things that I would do differently? Sure. Did I make some mistakes? Sure. But I felt like each and every day I came to work that I gave this team, the fans and the organization, the very best I could give them. And I believe in my heart that I'll be even better next year with everything that I do, just because I've been through all these different things. But you know, were there things that surprised me? Sure. You know, during games, were there things that happened that the referee had to explain something to me? Yeah. I mean, you know, and all those. But I don't think that's unique with any coach, let alone a first year guy. But the feedback that I got from the players were very positive. Now they might be, you know, just telling me stuff, but it was very positive to the ones I talked to.
Specific situations, having to deal with that for your first season, how'd you feel you did, and whether you progressed as the season went on, as you got more situations that you went through?
Well, you know, I think anytime when you look at things realistically, again, I don't feel like. I'm not one of those guys that's going to say, hey, I did everything right or wrong, or even if I did, I'm not going to say it. And I think in retrospect, you can always say, well, because it didn't turn out the way you wanted it to turn out, you would have done it differently. But the time when I made those decisions, most of the times I felt like I was making the right ones. Now, there's some, I, you know, after, just like when I make a call on defense, you know, I'll what's the word? I'll cuss myself out, I guess, you shouldn't have made that call then. And that happens throughout the course of the game, but probably not as much as when I did on defense.
Game still gnawing at you?
Excuse me?
Is the Buffalo game and that last sequence still gnaw at you a bit?
Yeah, and that was part of the reason. You know, I think hopefully I learned from that. You know, everything was so helter-skelter. You know, a team shouldn't convert on 4th-and-20, but everything was so helter-skelter at the time, and it turned out to be such a critical play in the season and the game. But that was like yesterday or Sunday when it was 4th-and-9 last, and it was kind of the same situation. Everything was kind of helter-skelter. The clock was going down. They were going up. We couldn't get the call. I called timeout on that one. Now, they converted the fourth down, but I think I learned from the Buffalo game in that situation, because I've never liked, I've said this before, I've never liked to use timeouts on defense. I think there's times to do it, but most of the head coaches that I've worked for don't like to waste them on defense, because guys should be able to get lined up and do those things. But I felt like in that situation last week against Chicago that it was a time to do it, and it didn't work out. So, you say to yourself, well, maybe if we don't call it. I think you can second-guess yourself on a lot of different things.
How much turnover do you foresee this offseason as you start to bring in more players who fit your philosophy, fit your scheme, what have you?
Well, all those things are going to depend on when we sit down next week and we go through our player evaluations, cap-wise, all the different scenarios that come up, we'll talk about that. I do expect that there'll be turnover. I know that myself, Rick, the scouts, the coaches are committed to turning over every rock possible to look to keep working on acquisition of talent, whether it's in the Canadian Football League or it's college or free agency. I mean, we're gonna work diligently on trying to improve this football team the very best we can. And I'm not just talking about personnel. I'm talking about schemes. I'm talking about everything that we can do. I do think I have a much better idea of the players now than I did, obviously, at this time a year ago. And so I think seeing them in the game type situations, seeing them every day in practice, seeing them in the meetings, help to figure out what they can do better, what they don't do quite as well, and things that we can change and try to make us more successful than we were.
Well, as a follow to that, if I just do a follow to that, you emphasized in free agency in the draft more the defensive end last year. Do you see now maybe more emphasis toward the offensive end?
Really, what we're going to try to do is improve the football team the very best we can, and we're going to continue to look, whether it's defense, offense, special teams. It doesn't matter to me how we win football games. And so, I do think we have a good young nucleus of talent here. I think a lot of guys have stepped up this season that improved, that show that they have the ability. But kind of the same thing I said to them, nothing that they did a year ago will matter next year when we come back in April. It's about continually developing and getting better each and every week.
Regardless of establishing the culture that you want in this organization right now.
Well, yeah. One of the things that I wanted to try to do when I came here was to try to change the culture as much as I possibly could. I think in a lot of ways, it's moving in that direction as far as developing the mindset. It's developing the mental toughness, all the things that I said really in the first press conference I ever had. I don't believe we're there yet. I think there's still a lot of preaching, a lot of sweat, and pushing that I'm going to have to make sure that I continue to do. And I do think that the players, for the most part, feel like the program is going in the right direction.
The economic factors, or maybe even the political factors. Do you want Adrian Peterson back on this team?
Well, as I've said many, many times, Adrian was always great with me. I think he's a good person. I think, obviously, he's a great running back. And if it works out that way and things work out and he gets his life in order, that's the most important thing. He gets his life in order. He gets the opportunity to come back. Then I will be in his corner, whatever the decision is made.
You think he still adds value to the team?
I think he'd add value to any team, to be honest with you. I think the kid's a heck of a football player, and I just was watching our offensive tape from – I was starting to go back right now with evaluating our players, and I was started with the offense in St. Louis, and so there's a good recollection on my mind right now of him.
When do you need to have that settled from an organizational standpoint, one way or the other?
Well, it's going to have, you know, part of it, our hands are partly tied with the NFL and what the time frame that they give us, but also it's partly with up to Adrian to make sure he's doing what he has to do in order to get back in reinstated off the suspension. And so those are all factors that we have to factor in, but we would love to know ASAP, you know, just so that we can start going, because, you know, a guy like him, your football team and your offense can be different than if you have him and you don't have him. I mean, it's, you know, it's how you want to build the team around him, at least in my opinion anyway. I mean, I haven't talked to Rick about a lot of these questions that you're asking yet, because we just finished the season, but we'll sit down and we'll visit about all this stuff.
Credence to the fact that he hasn't had as much wear and tear on his body? I mean, 15 games of not getting pounded, does that hurt him or does that help him at this stage in his career?
Well, he didn't take any punishment other than one game, and, you know, he's a pretty resilient guy, and I'm sure that he's going to be in shape and all those things. So, you know, and I can only go on what I saw from him and how he was with me. You know, and when I first got the job, you know, one of the things that I wanted to make sure I did was to develop a relationship with Adrian, to try to cultivate him into working with me in this program. And, you know, I felt like over the short period of time that we were together that we had done that. So I really like the kid, and, you know, I hope what's best for him.
Is fair with the Vikings and the decisions they made and how he tied up taking them away from you all year?
You know, I don't know that it's my job to decide on fair. It's just what it is and what they decided, and, you know, and I mean, if I said it was fair or unfair, it wouldn't matter. You know, the outcome is still the same to this point. So I guess you know, I don't think it's fair sometimes that I don't think it's fair that Lodeho got hurt or Fusco or anything else, but you deal with it.
Change what you guys wanted to do offensively, and how long did it take to recover?
Well, it changed a little, you know, quite a bit. And then, you know, Fusco got hurt the third game, and Castle got hurt the third game, I believe it was, something like that. And so, you know, I mean, a lot of things, it changes, but, you know, we're not making excuses about that stuff. It's you know, it happens to every team in the league. Guys get hurt, you know, and just and they get lost for the season. So it's you know, you hope that those things never happen, but it does each and every week in the NFL. And, you know, as I said before, it's really survival of the fittest, and the toughest physical teams and, you know, mentally tough teams usually find a way to get it done.
Secondary since coming in here, how do you think they did in your first year, and do you think you have a good foundation of players, or do you want to make some moves there?
I think they improved. We're not where I want to be yet. We've got so much more work to do as far as those things. You know, I'm pretty tough on those guys, especially. I think we have talent back there. Yeah, But, you know, it's like at every position, we're looking to get better. It doesn't matter where it is. We're looking to get better if we can. We need to continue to look every possible place we can to find better.
How do you evaluate Captain Marlin this season since bringing him in on free agency?
You know, it was up and down, I think. He had some good games and some rough games. So, but he has the ability to do what we're asking him to do if he does it.
Mike, what's your plan for Cordero this offseason, or what do you want to see from him to get back to where he needs to be in the offense?
Well, I talked to someone today that about Cordero, about working with Cordero, about getting those two guys together. Somebody that I trust, somebody that I think would be a great influence for him, and I'm not going to talk about who it is, but you know, that was part of the thing where I said last week about I have a plan for him. And so, you know, but we're not allowed to coach him or make sure they, you know, that's partly why it's up to him. But I think this will be good for him, and hopefully he'll follow through and get to where he needs to get to.
A coach or a former player or instructor?
Kind of all three.
And help him obviously on the field, or is this more of a life thing as well with him?
No, you know, Cordero's, he's really a good kid. He's really a good kid. He's very, respectful in everything he does. And it's not really about life, although I'm sure this guy will teach him some about life too. It's more about playing, being a receiver.
Do you think Greenlay's still good enough at his age to start next season?
I do. I love Chad. Chad's a good guy. You know, you'd have to ask him, but I think, you know, even at his stage in his career, he probably learned some things this year, and we asked him to do a lot of different things probably he's done before. But you know, he's the kind of guy that we'd like to have. Now, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with him or anybody else, and I would be the first one to, if it wasn't going to work out or Chad didn't want to be here, I'd expect that him and I would have the first conversation of anyone. So I have total amount of respect for him, and I will treat him with the same kind of respect.
He had to take a pay cut last year. Do you get involved in any of that kind of stuff? Did you last year? And did you, will you maybe more so this year, you know, in terms of where the money might go or anything like that?
I'm not a money man. I'm a coach. That's all I do is I try to coach, and they work out the monetary values. They work out the, you know, the contracts. And, you know, that's why these players have agents. That's why we have Rob Brzezinski and Rick to handle those things. So, you know, once they'd make the decision, I talked to Chad last year after he did. But I don't know. I just try to coach. Guys are here, I try to coach. And guys, we try to, you know, we keep trying to get more guys in here, and I keep trying to coach them.
Your emphasis that you had about stopping the run, is that probably the most disappointing element of this team this season?
In some games, you know, each game is a little bit different, I think. Each game is a little bit different in the fact that you're trying to take away certain things. And I don't believe defensively, we were at the point where we could just kind of do whatever we wanted to do. We had to kind of pick our spots in a lot of different ways still right now. I know that we finished 14th in league in defense, but that's really not a big deal. It's really not a big deal to me. I mean, it's not anywhere close to where I want to be. Did we make some strides in some areas? Yeah, I think so, but it's not really what I'm looking for.
The McKinnon tandem in the backfield was forced into a situation to play more. Did you see enough out of that where that maybe could carry your running game, or are you going to have to supplement that?
Well, I don't know. I think both of them did a good job. And they both have different qualities. I think those are all things that we'll talk about as we get going more this next week.
Do you expect your staff will be intact, or do you see any staff changes coming?
Clint Kubiak took a job with KU, I don't anticipate, but there's always the possibility that things may change. I think we've got a good coaching staff here, and I'll be sitting down with them more this week about talking about, a lot of it's about, do they want to be here? How's the relationship between us and going forward, and then some guys, they might not be able to work out things contractually. So, but overall, I anticipate most of them to be back, yeah.
Knowing you have Teddy in the fold and the progress that he made, how does that maybe change any kind of focus offensively as you look at the offseason and things you might do compared to last year where kind of that quarterback spot was a little unknown?
Yeah, well, the quarterback spot was the – we obviously thought we had Adrian. We thought, the offensive line was in a pretty good spot, and the quarterback was the key thing, and the main focus was trying to improve the defense. I think we're fortunate in the fact that we learned an awful lot about Teddy this year and the progress that he's made. He's still got to get a lot better to get to where we want to go. He's got to improve in the off season and things like that. But yeah, I think it will allow the focus to move to another spot and other spots, not one spot, but other spots. We got a lot of spots we got to get better at. But I think that helped solidify probably the number one question that was going on at this point in time last year. Actually, this year I was getting ready to get beaten in a playoff game.
Every team obviously wants to make the playoffs. How important is this team to make the playoffs next year to take that next step?
Yeah. I mean, that's really why you play, is to go to the playoffs and have a chance to win the Super Bowl. We're not a playoff team right now. And as I said, there's so many – things are going to change so much in these next 6 months that the teams that we play will be different. Their personnel will be different. Right now our number one goal is to how can we improve this football team to get to where we want to get to, the kind of football team that we want to have, the kind of players that we want to represent the Minnesota Vikings. And then we'll start worrying about more things like that next year. We finished third in the division. I mean, we got to get – before we can worry about the playoffs, we got to worry about doing better in the division than what we did. And so right now it is what it is. And again, nothing that happened a year ago, good or bad, will matter next year at all.
Be tough going up against the AFC West and NFC West. This game.
Well, I hope they're saying the same thing about us. Probably we played the NFC South last year. Probably people thought, wow, those pretty good teams. I think that's why that's kind of what I told the players. Things change so much in this in football and pro football now that you really don't know who you're going to be. Just because it says the Denver Broncos, you don't know who they really are until you get ready to play them. With the number of injuries, the free agency, the draft, all the different things, hopefully they're looking at our schedule next year when it's time to play us and say these guys are pretty good.
At all and decompress, maybe go to warmer weather.
I'm gonna head out this weekend and then I'll be back. But I'm trying to think where else I'm going. I got a pretty full schedule. Yeah.
In your hands.
I will. A little red wine, a tractor.
Mike, took so long to had to wait so long to become a head coach. Considering you've had some success this year through all the injuries, the AP situation, everything that went on. You kind of pat yourself on the back and say, you know, I proved I could do it to maybe some people who didn't think I could do it?
I don't really pat myself on the back too much. My arms aren't that long. I kind of go back and think of the same thing when I was a coordinator. You know, I let other people decide what kind of job they think I did or didn't do. And the same thing for me, if I don't work hard this off season, if I don't perform well next year, none of it will matter. Yesterday was not a good day for me. You know, when you see guys I respect like Mark Trestman and Rex Ryan, these guys, Mike Smith, you know, they end up getting fired, you know, and you go back and you think, hey, Mike Smith, you know, he won 12 games his first 2 years. You know, Trestman's one game from missing the playoffs his first year, and then the next, you know, and then they get fired. So I never like to see coaches get fired. Obviously, if some wouldn't, I wouldn't have a job, and other guys wouldn't have a job. That's just part of it. But that doesn't mean you have to hope ill will for other people. So I understand the expectations for, you know, for coaches, and, you know, and our job is to win now. That's just the way it is. But I don't know, I got off on a tangent. But, oh, it's about patting me on the back? Oh. I think that we did some good things this year. I think we did. I think the team practiced their rear ends off. They studied. They bought in. You know, we changed so many things, the food, the meeting room here, the outdoor practice at the end of the year. I mean, we changed so many things, the weight room, how we travel, all kinds of different things. And I think the players, I'm not sure they all liked it, but they pretty much bought into what we were trying to do. And that was the biggest thing for me, is that we establish the routine, establish the mindset, establish what we're trying to do, and force feed them into what we want to get accomplished. And hopefully we will continue to get better in the things that we did good, and we need to improve a whole bunch in the areas that we did not do good. And we do, we've got so many areas we need to get better at, and I've already wrote something. I've got a whiteboard in my office that I had put in when I got here. I've already wrote down a bunch of things that I want to start, you know, going to there. But I wanted to make sure that I finished the season. I gave the players my very best effort through the Chicago game, and then I could start thinking about where we need to go from there.
Have you had any conversations with Matt specifically about maybe accepting a backup role and whether or not that still might be a good fit for him in here?
I have not. It's, until we finish evaluations and, you know, all those things, that's not. But Teddy is the quarterback. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind he's the quarterback regardless of, I won't say that, but.
Is there a moment that will really kind of stick with you, good or bad?
Um, I don't know that there was any one moment. I mean, there's so many highs and lows throughout the season. You know, if you go back and you think about, you know, I reflect back a lot on the first day I got here with the team. We went and we practiced and how hard they practiced, and how fast and the tempo and everything. And then you go back and you think about the preseason games and how well we played in that one. Then the very first game we played our rear ends off against St. Louis, you know, and then things started happening and getting kind of out of whack there for a while. But I think the resiliency of this football team kept fighting, and, you know, there was a lot of stuff that went on that they kept going, and the coaches did a good job of keeping them focused. You know, we didn't sit there and say, woe is me, this happened, or, you know, this guy got hurt. It was, you know, let's go play football. This is what we do. This is what we all dream about. And so, I don't know. It's, you know, it'll be in my book. I'm kidding.
Is there a lasting effect on all the adversity that you guys have gone through, whether it be the Peterson, the Prefer, all the injuries, the arrest off the field? Is there a lasting effect that can carry over for some of these young guys that had to experience all this year?
I hope they – I hope that's part of it, but I also hope that it gives them the idea that, you know, this football doesn't last long all the time. You know, nothing's guaranteed for us. Nothing's guaranteed next year. You know, a guy gets hurt, it's not guaranteed he's going to make it back. Or a guy gets hurt and he doesn't get a chance to play anymore. So, really, nothing is guaranteed. So I hope our players understand that part about it, that, you know, we have to play each week like it's our last game and our last chance to go out there and perform. And hopefully we get a chance to continue to play because, you know, like I said before, we want passionate, smart, tough competitors who love the game of football. That's really what we're looking for, is guys that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about the money and the, you know, and going out and being a celebrity. And it's about doing the very best thing that we can do to become the best football team here for the Minnesota Vikings.
All right.
Thank you.